Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of RE/MAX Living. Hello, I'm Glynis Crook. Welcome to Being Green. It's all about connecting people with nature, art, music and community while at the same time doing good for the environment. I'm talking about the 12th edition of Green Pop's annual tree planting festival, which is taking place over the Easter weekend at the Bodikaya Nature Reserve near Stanford in the Overberg. And I'm joined now by Zoe Gold Angelucci, who is Program Director at the Green Pop Foundation. For those of you who don't know the organization, it focuses on sustainable urban greening and forest restoration projects. Zoe, I think that you guys have planted trees in South Africa, Zambia, Malawi, Tanzania, but you started out, if I have it correctly, by greening areas here, right here in Cape Town.
That is correct. Thank you so much for having me on today, Glynis. It's such a pleasure to talk to you. Green Pop started in 2010 with the goal of planting 1,000 trees in undergreened neighborhoods in Cape Town. It was just a campaign that was started during Arbor Month, was supposed to just last 1 month. But afterwards, it had gained so much momentum, and there were so many people and organizations and schools and businesses that wanted to be involved, that it turned into a sustainable social enterprise, which has now been running for the last 14 years. And we've planted over 230,000 trees in those countries that you listed.
It's such an important concept. I know the trees are important for the environment, but it's so important psychologically also to have that green around you.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many ecosystem services that trees provide, not only to the natural environment, like cleaning the water and the air and providing habitats for animals, but also it does improve people's mental health to live in a green neighborhood. And it even improves your physical health in some cases. It's been shown that people who have views of trees outside their hospital windows recover faster than those who don't. So it's quite amazing how much having nature around us makes us better and happier.
Now, part of this Reforest Fest experience is planting 5,000 trees in this nature reserve. How exactly is this going to work?
Yeah, so we're bringing 1,000 people together over the Easter weekend, as you mentioned, which is the 29th of March to the 1st of April. And we're going to be planting 5,000 trees on land adjacent to the Bodikaya Nature Retreat, which the property is called Blumeris. And we've been working on this property for the last few years, and it forms part of our larger Ailan Kraal Forest Restoration Project. And in that project, which we've been working on since 2011, we've planted over 130,000 trees already across four different properties that are all linked to each other. So we'll be adding on to that project through the weekend of tree planting. But it's not just about the tree planting. We also have music and workshops and talks and culinary experiences. There's a kids area, so definitely it's a family-friendly event, and all of the kids are also invited. We have an Easter Sunday harvest feast where we're going to be serving locally sourced food, and a conservation wine tent with WWF, who are going to be showcasing their conservation champion wine farms. And those are the farms that do regenerative agriculture practices on their farms. So there's something for everyone, and it's going to be just a lovely weekend of restoration and kind of harmony. It'll be great.
You mentioned 1,000 people. Is this something that you can go to for a day, or do you need to stay for the entire weekend?
No, unfortunately, there are no day tickets available. Each day of the event is quite different, but put together, it creates a really amazing experience. So we do encourage people to come for the whole weekend. If you need to come for shorter, you can, but you would need to still buy a full festival pass, unfortunately.
And how does one go about buying a festival pass?
So you can buy tickets at www.reforestfest.com, and those are going to be available right up until the day of the event, or hopefully if we sell out before that.
Could you just repeat that website again?
www.reforestfest.com.
And just to go back to this particular area, why that area? And do you have your festival there every year?
Yes, we've had our festival there every year since 2011, and that area has been selected because it is near the Africa's southernmost forest. So the Platbos Forest is located just adjacent to Bodikaya Nature Retreat, and that's where we hosted the event for, I think, the about the first 9 years of the event. And we've been working in that area to restore that forest because it's very critical to the local biodiversity. It's home to amazing animals like the Cape leopard, and it just forms a sort of little oasis of forest within a largely fynbos landscape. So it's a really special relic forest that has some trees that are over 1,000 years old, and we're so grateful to be able to be restoring it.
It sounds like it is going to be an absolutely wonderful weekend. You do, however, need to hurry up if you want to get tickets for it. Apparently, they are going fast. Thanks to Zoe Gold-Angelucci of the Green Pop Foundation. The Reforest Fest, as we said, runs from the 29th of March to the 1st of April. You can find out more by going to www.greenpop.org. And that's it for this week from me, Glynis Crook. Take care and goodbye. Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of RE/MAX Living.
For Galinda Moser, founder of RE/MAX Living, life is all about people, their homes, the environment, and of course, music. Because of Galinda's passion for property, RE/MAX Living has become the largest property office in Cape Town. When selling your home, email Galinda at remaxliving.co.za. As your trusted property partner, RE/MAX Living is by far the best way to sell and buy real estate. RE/MAX, the leaders in real estate.